Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC. Let's get our regular Friday market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And before it got wet all of a sudden, Roy, you were telling me there was a little bit of harvest in your area, huh?
As far as I know, one field of beans that I saw that was harvested, some early varieties, and several people have gotten a little bit of corn done, having to dry it or go to the ethanol plants or something like that because it is a little wet. But boy, I'm sure today, after the rain we had last night, they're pretty glad that they went ahead and fought that battle.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But it's going to be a while before we can get back out there again, huh?
It is. Most of our soil down here is well-drained, but we had almost 5 inches of rain night before last. And so, you know, that much rain, it just takes a while, even when the drainage is good.
Well, let's turn our attention to the markets here this morning. And, you know, we talked about the fundamentals of the dead cat bounce and trying to catch a harvest pop here. And the long-term charts say we just passed what would normally be the harvest low, right?
That is correct. The second and third of October, depending on which commodity you're looking at. But actually, the low in soybeans should have been yesterday, which was October 2nd, and one day before that for corn. So, you know, people are anxious, chomping at the bit, saying, when's this market going to turn? When's this going to turn? Well, there's a chance that it has turned here in the last 3 or 4 days, but the rally back was, I guess, subdued would be kind of a nice word to use. It's a little higher than it was 4 days ago, but not enough that we can really say it's a trend. So the important thing is keep that dead cat bounce chart in front of you and every day update it, and there'll be a clue when the harvest low is passed and the dead cat bounce is underway.
You know, you made mention that so far, even this week, like you said, where the futures have been kind of subdued, the basis improvement has kind of happened right on cue, huh?
Well, it has for soybeans. Here in Cass County, we don't have as good a markets for corn as you do up there in northeast Nebraska, and basically our basis has held pretty much steady, or in some cases maybe just a little higher, but the good news for us right now is that the soybean basis improved about 4 cents here in the last 4 days. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe we aren't going to get into our dead cat bounce here just shortly because, you know, a month ago we had a big negative carry, I guess you'd call it, with nearby futures and the nearby cash a lot better than the deferreds, and that was an indication that there was some demand out there.
Now, something that we don't talk a lot about here during our market discussions are the small grains, and you said before we started the discussion here that that actually caught your eye here. What's going on there?
Well, we've had a little bit of a pop in the wheat market, and sometimes that's an indication that corn and soybeans will follow. You know, there's an old saying among traders in the north part of the country, oats knows, and so they watch the oats market, and when the oats market starts going up, they figure corn and beans are going to fall. I can't say that I've had any personal experience with that, but I will say it's something to watch because here the last 3 or 4 days, the wheat's been the leader in the market.
All right. Well, here we have to wrap up our discussion again for another week. Again, give us kind of the keys. You mentioned dead cat bounce. Keep that chart in front of us. What are some other things we should be watching?
We've had 4 days higher. That doesn't make a trend, but we need six more. We need an absolute minimum of 10 days higher. And so the market next week is going to be extremely important, and hopefully we keep a little bit of a rally would be okay. A big rally would be a lot better.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Very good, sir. It's always good to talk to you. Appreciate the information, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
Absolutely. So will I. Thanks much. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.